This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We have a couple callers that had called in during the break, and we need to go right to those callers. And one of them is Andy in Catonsville, and then we got Chuck in Ellicott City. Morning, Andy. How you doing?
Hey, Alan.
What's up?
Just getting our big boat put away.
Yep.
I had some interesting facts. You know how you always talk about the hidden tax that's on hunting and fishing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, just for a point of information, this is by Fish and Wildlife. Last year, there was $34 billion spent on equipment, licenses,
yep,
and related things to, you know, outdoors. And there's been an 11% increase in issue of fishing licenses, excluding the Great Lakes.
Okay.
Which is good.
That is good. For
and,
states, yes, absolutely.
71.8 million people, 16 years and older, enjoyed outdoor activities. 71.8.
That's a lot of people.
Hey, remember when you were talking about the guys getting cited for illegal rockfish, and the one guy got a citation for 243 Kent Narrows?
Yep.
Were you just talking about some of the fines that were issued?
Yep, mostly it's license suspensions is what they are. And I only read the first 13. There are 63 on the list.
Yeah, I fish out of Kent Narrows and all. DNR is really doing a good job there because you got a lot of the no-speaking English people that they just take whatever they want. I don't know how that guy wound up with 243 rockfish.
I don't know either, but he did.
With a net?
Yep.
Yeah. I want to go crabbing again. I went once there in Marski Creek, and I caught one crab, and everything else was very small.
Mm.
But I'm trying to fix my antique boat so it doesn't leak, and I had read maybe to use Glovet and let that run in the seams.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I had tried aluminum epoxy stick and all. Hey, not to end this on a sour note, but this probably gives the sport a bad name.
Well, then why don't you just go ahead and bring it up?
It's right on the front of National Geographic, and Charles could probably maybe attest to this. They killed 25 million elephants for ivory. Poachers.
How many?
25 million.
I
do too, but I have National Geographic. It's the ivory trade. That's what your friend Charles could probably.
25 million 25, elephants.
25,000, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Over
early,
what?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, man.
25,000.
Yeah, 25,000. How many? Over how many years?
No, this was just. This is in the front of National Geographic, the ivory poachers. That's why I thought maybe Charles.
I'm asking you if you know over what period of time.
I'm going to read into it. It was just right on the front there. I don't know if that could be in 1 year or not.
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's that many elephants.
I don't know. I know in India you can't kill them. They're protected, but this is African.
Right.
I'll read more into it.
Yeah,
it's
do
right
that.
On the front, and it really, you know, this thing's a bad name.
Well, no, actually it doesn't, because hunters are the ones that are paying the money to protect the elephant.
Well, that's
conservation
true,
organizations are the one that are populated by hunters are the ones that are paying to protect the elephant. Poachers are poachers. They are scofflaws, and they are outlaws, and they are bad guys, and they're doing it for the wrong reason. So it doesn't give hunting a bad name at all.
I don't know where the ivory goes. I don't know whether it goes to China or where. I don't know who's using it.
I don't know either, but it's a commodity, and it's traded in that country like everything else is traded, like oil and gold and everything else.
When you see like the Antique Roadshow and all, when they come up with ivory, if it's before a certain date,
yep,
it's legal, but afterwards it's not.
That's right, exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, appreciate the call. Thanks.
Here.
Bye bye. And Chuck, thanks for holding on. How you doing, Chuck?
Hey, good, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Good. Well, we're just heading for our youth hunt. We're going down to Solomon's and try to hunt some stripers. I'm taking my youth, who's now 25. Actually, he's driving now.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah. I wish we had 25 million rockfish out there, though.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of rockfish, and there probably are in the world. But
I wish they'd come up Chesapeake Bay a little bit more, but the rockfish haven't been doing too bad.
Yeah, I know. They've been doing pretty good on this fall season. So, yep.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right, Chuck. Well, you're in the contest, so talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Let's talk to Julian Hamilton. Is she ready to go? Nope, not yet. Okay. The code didn't change there on the call screen. All right. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Contest is a free muzzleloader from the folks at CBA. It is a Wolf muzzleloader. There's a photo of it. It has a scope mount and everything else. It's on the ellisoutdoors.com website. You can register online if you like, but we prefer that you give us a call here at the Outdoorsman Radio Show. WCBM 680 is a phone number. That's 922-6680, either 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. And you go you call us, we get your phone number, and then you go on the air and say hi, and that's the basic rule. So now Julie's ready. Good morning, Julie. How you doing?
Hi.
What's up?
Okay, the caller about National Geographic.
Uh-huh.
Okay, those tusks are not only used for medicinal purposes in the Orient and third world countries, but for religious artifacts, you know, carvings of saints and all that other stuff.
Okay.
So that's what they're basically used for.
Yeah.
Ivory is, and what I wonder about is why haven't people got a handle on that? Can't they just go out and remove the tusks of these elephants, thereby making it pointless to kill them?
Julie, I wouldn't want to be the guy that would try to remove an elephant's tusks in the wild.
Probably put them under, sedate them, you know. But and also, I called a few weeks ago, and I mentioned about the loss of orangutans, and I felt bad after I called because I think I left the impression that it's hunters that are causing the decimation of the orangutan, and it's not. It's people cutting their land where they live to grow farms and stuff. So, in fact, I really wish hunters would be involved because I know that they would really care for them and make sure that they weren't decimated.
Right.
Okay. That's all I wanted.
All right, Julie, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. There we go. Bob in Dundalk, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you as well, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing all right, sir. How about yourself?
I'm good, and it's Alan, by the way.
Excuse me?
It's Alan, not
Alan.
Sir. Yeah.
Alan, listen, it's like a non-really big deal question, but I need to know the answer to this question. Are crabs, like, more prevalent to eat more during this time of the year than as opposed to earlier in the season, like July or June?
What do you mean, more prevalent?
Like, they get, like, a hunger issue, like, they need, like, a survival mood, like, they put on weight.
Who, crabs?
Yeah.
Well, crabs grow throughout their life cycle. And what's happening right now is you've got, as the water starts to cool, you've got the crabs migrating to the lower bay. And into Virginia, primarily the female crabs. They've all been bred. They've mated. Now they're going down to the lower bay where it's a little warmer, a little more hospitable to them, and bury in the mud for the wintertime.
Yeah, and why do they bury the mud?
So they don't freeze to death, Bob.
That's right. It's a little warmer in that sea. All right, I hear you.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Well, like I said, it was a ridiculous question, but I had
not really. No, not really. I mean, now you know. Now you know. I mean, so you know.
So the answer, yes.
The answer. What was the question?
Are crabs more prevalent, like to want to beef up, like to prepare for winter?
Well, I think I answered that. Crabs don't they don't necessarily beef up, but they continue to grow throughout their life cycle. So the answer is they have probably done their last shedding for the year, which means that now their metabolism will slow down. They've filled out their shells, and now what's going to happen is they're going to hibernate by digging in the mud. So the answer is they've got to survive off of what their body has available to them. And if they go into that state through the winter so they don't freeze, they've got everything they need inside that shell because they're not out foraging for food.
That sounds like you answered everything I need answers to.
There you go, buddy.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Bob. All right. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. And I'll say hi to Ken, and then we're going to take a break. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good morning.
What's up?
I just wanted to call in and say that I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
Every morning, every Saturday morning I get up, you're the first one I put on. So.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. Me too.
I just want to say thank you for everything.
All right, man. I appreciate that. Thanks for the kind words.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ken. All right, Ken's in the contest. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. If you are looking for a hunting firearm, they've got them. They've got all types of rifles and shotguns. They've got handguns. They've got all the accessories. They've got archery. They've got muzzle loading. But what I want to talk to you about is people are concerned right now about protection in their homes. They carry not only the shotguns that I recommend, but they carry handguns as well from all major manufacturers, Ruger and Smith & Wesson and Sig Sauer and the rest of them. They also carry what they're called AR-style rifles, if you're interested in one of those, from Colt and Smith & Wesson and Ruger and some of the other manufacturers. Clyde Sports Shop, your headquarters for not only hunting but home protection. 242-6108 is the phone number. That's 410-242-6108, www.clydesports.com. Two S's in the middle, clydesports.com.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Joan Jones. Want to see where your food might come from in the future? Look up. The seeds of an agricultural revolution are taking root. It's called vertical farming, and it's based on one simple principle. Instead of trucking food from farms into cities, grow it as close to home as possible in urban greenhouses that stretch upward instead of sprawling outward. The idea is flowering in many forms. There is a 12-story triangular building going up in Sweden where plants will travel on tracks from the top floor to the bottom to take advantage of sunlight and make harvesting easier. There's a one-time meatpacking plant in Chicago, where vegetables are grown on floating rafts, nourished by waste from nearby fish tanks. However vertical farming is implemented, advocates say the immediate benefits will be easy to see. There won't be as many delivery trucks guzzling fuel and belching out exhaust, and city dwellers will get easier access to fresh and healthy food. I'm Joan Jones for the Wall Street Journal.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
One, Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. Two, turns information into insights. Three, improves efficiency. Four, easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. Five, supports online banking. Six, creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
Six. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. Your money needs an ally. Member FDIC.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linux spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux now offer the new Linux Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linux is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linux spray-on bedliner. Big Buck Scents Cold Scent has a fast-growing reputation for attracting big Maryland bucks. Several friends of mine have used Cold Scent with great results. Big Bucks. Maryland's Eastern Shore is home to Big Buck Scents. Big Buck Cold Scent is different than those mass-produced bottles you see on every shelf. First, it's one deer to one bottle. That's a 4-ounce bottle, too. Plenty for the rut. Now, the deer urine is collected and immediately refrigerated. It's kept cold, and the vital elements will not break down and become less attractive. Trust me, there's a science behind all this. Big Buck Scents arrives at your local dealer cold in its own refrigerator. You keep it cold till you use it, and you will see the results. Try Cold Scent, Vanilla Bean, Doe in Heat, Dominant Buck, or Doe Pea in the 4-ounce bottle. For more information, visit the website BigBuckScents.com or visit your local dealer. Ask for and use Cold Scent by Big Buck Scents. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Is out to our wounded warriors going duck hunting today. Cut them all, boys. Let's see. We got John in Herlock and Scott in Middle River. Good morning, John. How you doing? Hello, John.
John, me. Good morning.
You, John. Yes, you.
In Herlock, Maryland. Yes. It is I who called in a couple of months back asking about the archery range in Tuckahoe State Park, and I was hoping possibly you could give us an update if anything has been moved.
The update is that those folks have been contacted, and apparently this is some unwritten policy that they have, and I quite frankly would appreciate another email on that saying that I need some information and that type of thing, and that'll motivate me to get back on the case on that. Seriously.
I'll be happy to.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, because that is important.
Thank you.
All right. Send me another email, John.
I'll hear.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I will let you know. Did you have another subject?
You already touched on it here this morning. It is the small arms treaty. It is I who gave you a heads up. I hope the first. That during this lame duck session.
Are you an NRA member, by the way?
I am not, sir.
All right. Let me tell you what the story is on that. All right. The latest rumor, this is from the NRAILA.org, NRAILA.org. The latest rumor making its way through the darker corners of the Internet is an inaccurate spin on the UN's never-ending mission to disarm the American people. The rumors vary, but some have wrongly claimed that the U.S. has secretly adopted a U.N. arms trade treaty, subjecting Americans to schemes of the U.N. gun controllers. The confusion stems from a misunderstanding of the differences between July's month-long U.N. conference on the arms trade treaty and the second review conference for the U.N. Program of Action on Small Arms and Light Weapons. They are two distinct things. Okay, you have the ATT and the POA that took place August 27th through September 7th. The ATT and the POA, while having many of the same anti-gun supporters and objectives, are two distinct United Nations initiatives. The ATT, the Arms Trade Treaty, would be a legally binding treaty that would require parties to the treaty to adhere to the treaty's provisions, many of which, as proposed in July, are incompatible with our Second Amendment rights. For the treaty to be ratified, it would have to be approved by two-thirds vote in the U.S. Senate. During the July ATT conference, the NRA conducted a successful campaign to stop the treaty. The treaty has been shelved for the moment, but there have been attempts to revive it. The POA, which is the Program of Action on Small Arms and Light Weapons, on the other hand, is an attempt to create a voluntary international set of standards for the control of small arms. Under the program, states are encouraged to adopt these controls domestically and to report on their progress. Although many of the standards proposed in the POA process conflict with the rights of gun owners, the U.S. has participated in the discussions. However, no domestic legislation has been passed as a result. The POA is not an extension nor an alternative to the ATT. Rumor mongers have treated the continued participation of the U.S. in the POA process as evidence that the U.S. has adopted the ATT or another mandatory U.N. gun control program. Continued participation in the POA is misguided and a long-term threat to gun owners, but is not connected to the signing or the ratification of the ATT. NRAILA.org. You with me, John?
I accept every word.
Now you know. Now you are informed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's talk to Scott in Middle River. Good morning, Scott. How you doing? Thanks for waiting. Scott. Hello, Scott. Scott. Come in, Scott. Hello, Scott. I hear crackling. Is Scott gone? Hello, Scott. Earth to Scott. All right. Scott's gone. Call back, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What do you think? I really, you know, knowing what I know and reading what I just read, yeah, there are more meetings scheduled. There are more discussions taking place. But don't ever let down your guard. Don't ever let down your guard. There are things that are far more threatening to our ownership of firearms than the United Nations. Those come in the forms of local restrictions and that type of thing. Still talking about assault weapon ban, magazine ban, ammunition tax, all those little incremental and creeping things that work their way into our legislative process that do-gooders think is a great idea and are bad for gun owners. You have to be alert. You have to be pay attention locally. And that's why I urge that you would become a member or at least be informed as far as the websites that are credible when it comes to gun ownership and gun rights. I wanted to make this comment, and I've been chafing at the bit to make it, and here seems to be the perfect time. If you are a gun owner, and I don't care what your political affiliation is, if you voted in Tuesday's election to reelect our president to a second term, you are a fool. And I'll leave it at that. I We're giving a muzzleloader away. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we welcome your call. Right now it's time for me to tell you about Pete's Cycle. And the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycle right now, just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s. Plus, rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99%. And rebates up to $1,000 on legendary sportsmen, powerful Rangers, razor sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park before December 31st for the low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Don't miss our Polaris Holiday Sales Event Saturday, December 1st at all the locations for even bigger savings. This offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates are based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details or PeteCycle.com. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Your full-line Browning dealer has the great Browning VPS pump shotgun, the Maxis shotgun for waterfowlers, the great X-Bolt bolt-action rifle, as well as the BLR and the BAR high-powered rifles in all modern calibers, magnums, and short magnums as well. Clyde Sports Shop has complete gunsmithing services. They can mount and bore sight your scope for you just in time for firearm season. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Or visit the website clydesports.com. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. The Poole family continues the family tradition established by Sam Poole at Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The full-service deer processing shop is located on Bollinger Mill Road off Route 32. Sam's Deer Processing has cut well over 40,000 deer. They know how to quickly skin, cool, and hang your deer as soon as possible for the best-tasting venison. They let your deer age to perfection, then cut it to your specifications. If you want deer jerky, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, deer snack sticks, smoked deer hams, and much more, take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg between Westminster and Elders. Sam's Deer Processing also holds the secret recipe for Maryland's most popular deer bologna. Now, if you happen to bag that trophy buck, you're worried about where you can have the hide and cape safe for the taxidermist, Sam's can handle it. Sam's Deer Processing in Carroll County is the whole package, custom-cut venison with all the specialty venison products to last throughout the year. Take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing or call 410-795-4670. That's 410-795-4670 for Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410
7890199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, let's talk to Frank and Easton, and then we've got Amy and Matt and Bernie. Good morning, Frank. How are you? Hello, Frank.
It's Frank in East Baltimore.
Yes, sir. Frank in East Baltimore. What did I say?
Easton.
Oh, okay. Well, there is a Frank from Easton, a buddy of mine. What's up, Frank?
Okay. I've seen these, been guns that own some of my hunting magazines, these 1.77 caliber rifles. It's nothing but a big BB gun.
Right.
And I was wondering if you've had any experience with them and what you thought about small game and stuff. And the other question is whether something like that would be involved in these UN rifle things, or whether they'd be considered, you know, a different category.
I don't know the answer to that second part of that question, but the first part of the question is they're certainly effective on small game. A lot of guys are using those smaller calibers, smaller than a .22. I know the .209 is popular, and there's some other calibers out there that are making the. The point is they're a small, fast bullet and big impact at the end. Some of those are just, you know, as far as anything bigger than a coyote, I wouldn't try it. I've seen guys shoot, you know, wild pigs with BB guns and, you know, air rifles and things like that just to prove a point. But I'm not a varmint hunter, so I don't know how well those teeny tiny calibers work. But I mean, we've had them around for years. You know, we've had the 218B and all that type of stuff for many, many moons. It's a little tiny bullet pushed by a big powder charge. And so the answer to your question is, yeah, they'll do the job. No question.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Amy, dear Amy in Reisterstown. How are you, dear?
Okay.
What's up?
I want to tell you what I wanted to tell you last week.
Okay.
25 years ago, we had Ronald Reagan, Donnie Cash, and Bob Hope.
Yeah, I remember those guys. And we just played Johnny Cash.
I know.
Yep.
And now we have Obama, no Cash, and no Hope.
Well put, Amy. Well put.
All them fools that voted, like you said, they were fools. Not you and I, right?
Right, baby. You got it.
Love you.
All right, Amy.
Talk to you soon.
Love you too. Thanks, honey. Bye-bye. We had Ronald Reagan, Johnny Cash, and Bob Hope. Conservative president, king of country music, king of comedy, and now we have Obama. And no Cash, and no Hope. Matt in Parkville, thanks for holding.
Morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. You know, I guess a couple points I've talked to you before, Alan, that on the NRA, Alan, I was doing, I don't know if it was an annual membership with them, and I'll be honest, I'm one of the ones that have dropped haven't paid my dues and, and neglect, if that makes any sense.
Right.
My question to you is, do they still do a lifetime membership?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And I wanted your thoughts. Why does the NRA feel it necessary to send you a magazine or a gift? I mean, I'd love to see...
Because everybody does. It's an incentive. It's an incentive to get you to join. And it is... Here's how this works. Look. You remember Ray Scott. Bassmasters. BASS. Bass Angler Sportsman Society, right?
Right.
All right. And the Bassmasters Tournament Trail. You remember Jackie Bushman, Buckmasters?
Absolutely.
There you go. All right. Well, Ray Scott was a marketing genius. At one point in time, I think Ray put out 9 different magazines. What better way to sell advertising than to have a base of customers that have paid a membership dues and, in effect, actually paid their subscription price?
Gotcha.
Okay, so if you got a million members in your Bass Federation or your Bass Angler Sportsman Society, you go to Ranger Boats and you say, "We send this directly into the hands of a million fishermen every month. Would you like to run an ad?" And the answer is not only yeah, but hell yeah. And then you go to Shimano, and then you go to Shakespeare, and then you go to Berkeley, and then you go to Triton Boats, and then you go to Mercury Marine, and then you go to Evinrude, and then you go to every lure manufacturer out there. And you already have a built-in subscription base. Buckmasters is the same way. The NRA is the same way. And it's additional revenue into the organization rather than just your membership.
I got you. But when you get a little older, you realize how important that every nickel and dime goes to fighting these legislation, you know what I mean?
I do understand, Matt, but remember the lesson that this election taught us, makers and takers.
Well, Al, there was my next point. You, man, you fired me up last year so bad. I called you a couple times because over the license situation. In fact, Alan, I haven't bought a license this year. It's just, I'm just mad as heck at the state of Maryland. You know what I mean?
Well, you can be mad at the state and cut your own nose off to spite your face too.
That's fine, Al.
You know
what? I talked to Representative I can't think of his name, from Harper County,
right,
yesterday, and he said, you know what? There's going to be a whole lot of people that are going to do their voting with their legs and get the heck out of the state.
Oh, there's no question about that. That I agree with. Yeah.
You know, it's just, you just feel like you're inundated from every angle, Alan. You know what I
right.
mean?
Right. I do. Yeah. Well, we'll disagree. Now, look, are you web savvy?
Pretty savvy. I mean, you know.
All right. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. Right on the homepage is a link to a white paper that was put together by the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation. It's, I can't remember how many pages, 6 or 7 pages. You can actually download it if you want. You can read a conversation that John Astle had with the department and find out where the money's from and where it goes. It's on my website, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can go there from ellisoutdoors.com, or you can go there from direct link. Go to that website. MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, right on the top of the homepage, click on the link and read it, and then call me next week and let me know what your thoughts are.
Okay, but you got to give me a little bit and say, you got to understand a little bit that, yeah, as a Marylander, you just feel like...
Oh, hey, man, I live here. I got my my business has no assets. I don't own a building. I don't rent an office. My business is Alan Ellis. Okay, that's my business. I got my tax assessment from Baltimore County. I get one from the state. I got to pay $300 a year for what? Because I have the privilege of doing business in Maryland. Now Baltimore County's piggybacked on that. I got to pay them $150 or whatever it is, and every business owner's feeling the pinch in Maryland. I don't disagree with you. Our system here, our political system here, is unbelievable. I mean, the gerrymandering thing that they did in this last election that passed is unbelievable. It's all a rigged game, no question about it. But I see the big, you got to focus in And you just can't look with this big overall view and say, we're screwed in Maryland. You got to focus in on the little things that mean something to you. And hunting licenses are one of those things that mean a lot to me. And so do all the programs that are funded by that, by our dollars. I mean, I want our Department of Natural Resources to do a waterfowl survey every winter and pay the airtime for that. I want our Department of Natural Resources to do a bear DNA study every 5 years and fund that. That is, there's things I want done. Is there wasted money? Hell yeah. Yes, there is. I want enforcement of our poaching laws, our anti, you know, our anti-poaching laws. I want enforcement of our game law violations. I want to have boots on the ground. Do I want untrained park rangers, becoming Department of Natural Resource officers? And do I want the surveillance for poachers to be conducted by the state police? Hell no. I'd rather see our own department do that. And we had a once proud Natural Resources Police Department that's been frittered away and dwindled away and farted away over the years. And now we boil down to this. So
let me say this one more thing, Alan, to you, that, you know, you and I don't always agree, but I will tell you this. I can't say enough to your show for the enlightenment you give as far as current legislation and everything that you do.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean wholeheartedly. If I do your podcast, if I can't catch you, just because I don't take the time, you know, it's my fault. I don't take the time to see what's going on.
Right.
But it sure is heck of a night to turn on a radio show as far as an outdoorsman and a sportsman and hear what's going on in the hunting and fishing community. They kept the breath. So
I appreciate that, buddy.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye. Here we go. Hey, folks at Tochterman's in downtown Baltimore, 1925 Eastern Avenue. They're ready for you. They don't run out of stuff. There's still 1,000 fishing rods on display, and they replace them every day. There's 600 or 700 reels there as well for you to touch and handle. They've got Yeti coolers. They've got Costa Del Mar sunglasses. They got a full fly fishing shop, a lure building and fly tying room in the attic. Well, no. It's upstairs, actually. It's not in the attic. But they've got experts to handle all your questions. You got a question? They got an answer. And they know the people that and employ the people that have the right answers. You want to talk about fly fishing? Talk to Joe. You want to talk about snakeheads? Talk to Joe. You want to talk about bass fishing? Talk to Gene. The folks at Tochterman's are experts in the field of fishing. All fishing all the time. It's what they are. It's what they do. They're located 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway. You can reach them by telephone at 410-327-6942. That's 410-327-6942. And don't forget, they've got gift certificates and great suggestions for that fisherman in your family for the holiday season. Tochterman, same family name, same location since 1916. Hey, C&L Deer Processing. Up in Hampstead, Maryland, they'll skin, custom cut, wrap, label, and freeze your deer. Your venison is ready for the freezer. They're nice guys, too. At C&L Deer Processing, your deer is processed by professional meat cutters. That's what they do for a living, and then they cut your deer with over 80 years of experience between them. Have your deer made into jerky, Slim Jims, chipped deer, sausage, deer hot dogs, bologna, jalapeno cheddar bologna, one of my favorites, kielbasa, smoked jalapeno kielbasa, another good one, smoked bratwurst. You know, I've had most of these, and I can tell you, they are delicious. C&L Deer Processing has even more tasty items you can request. Sweet Lebanon bologna from your deer. Pepperoni sticks from your deer. Maple-flavored breakfast links. Old Bay sausage links from your deer. Great on the grill. Take your deer to C&L Deer Processing on Carroll Street in Hampstead, Maryland. Here's that phone number. Write it down. 410-374-6424. Just up Route 30 from Reisterstown, C&L is an FHFH donation center, participates in the Doe Harvest Challenge. That phone number again for C&L Deer Processing, 410-374-6424. The Buck Bomb is the hottest deer scent technology on the market. The Buck Bomb is pure deer urine manufactured in an aerosol spray. Now, the buck bomb, distributed in this molecular form, gives whitetails the opportunity to follow the scent trail to your stand site. The delivery rate and the large broadcast area cannot be duplicated with liquid, solid, or gel scents. Buck Bomb Doe Pea and Vanilla Curiosity work well any time to disguise your odor. Pick up a can of Young Buck or Acorn Rage for the bow season. For early muzzleloader, the dominant buck scent will challenge other bucks to seek you out. And now the heart of the rut, through firearm season, try Doe and Estrus or Bone Collector Buck Bomb. Visit your local outdoor retailer, or you can order online at buckbomb.com. Learn more about the Buck Bomb, or you can call 866-850-6653. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whew, we're back. All right, we got Bernie, we got Jim in Delaware next, then Jim in his car, and then Tom in Pasadena. Everybody hang on, we'll get to you. Go ahead, Bernie, what's up?
Do you need a fishing license when you get any age, or the stop that you have to get one?
Yeah, there is a senior license out there that's, I think, like $5 or something like that. So, yeah, you do need a license.
Because I'd only go once a year.
Yeah, well, that's not much of an investment.
I'm disabled.
Yeah.
But let me ask you something. They spend all this money on fishing license and everything, and when I came here on Bird River 50 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you could catch a rockfish in there,
mm-hmm.
catch crappies that were foot long and everything. Now they got one Reams Road and Ebenezer Road
mm-hmm.
pumping stations that they got 4-foot pipe coming out of
yep.
them when it's
yep.
electric goes off and it runs in this river.
Yep.
You can't even catch an eel.
I know. Hey, Bernie,
the
look.
Out there is carp. And
yep.
that sewer's runs in there. You know, I called the environmental people once on it. And I said, why don't you all put a, it's all swamp in there.
Yeah.
It's wetlands. I said, why don't you just put a pond in there and catch the stuff and run it through when it slows down?
That's why they won't,
and
because it's wetlands.
Wait a minute. He says, we can't waste an acre of wetlands.
Right, exactly.
But don't waste the whole Chesapeake Bay.
Thank you, Bernie. You're right.
These people are idiots. And as far as it goes, I have about 4 or 5 friends right now that are planning on going to Virginia and Carolina and different places. They're moving out of Maryland.
I don't doubt it. Yep.
Huh?
I don't doubt
and
it.
You know another thing? I quit buying the Sun paper over 20 years ago. I won't even look at it.
Smart decision.
And another thing is on that paper, if people woke up and on these TV bills and telephone bills, they got them so high now, if people would wake up and take 1 month and shut down and don't use a phone or don't buy the paper at all, 1 month, you'd see these people come around. They used to throw the Sun paper in your yard free back years ago.
Not anymore.
No. And now they get all this money for advertising. They still want to predict the people for a dollar or two for a paper.
Yep. All right, Bernie. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate you weighing in. Let's talk to Jim in Delaware. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for holding so long. Are you still there?
Hey, I'm still here.
Good.
I want to talk a little bit about episodic hemorrhagic disease.
Yes, sir.
We had an outbreak in Delaware.
Right.
And what if you had any of that, experienced any of that in Maryland?
Yes, we did.
And I wondered what is the effects to the end consumer if I harvest a deer in Delaware that may or may not be infected. How do I know? And is there any harm to me? And I tell you what, I'm going to hang up and listen.
No, don't hang up because I got some information for you. So the answer is episodic hemorrhagic disease is caused by the bite of a no-see-em, a midge.
Yeah,
it is primarily a fatal disease. There are survivors, however, the end effect to the initial effect to the deer is a high fever and infection in the lungs. If the deer survives that, there are some telltale signs. It may have a swollen face. It may have hooves that start to slough off. But if you harvest a deer. With that, you can eat the meat without any problem. And your odds of harvesting one are very small. A friend of mine shot one last year, a nice buck that had actually survived. The hooves were sloughing off, and it was fine, and he's fine. So the answer to you is there's no danger to humans as far as the consumption. What I would like you to do would be go online to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. We just published an article. George Timko for our Department of Natural Resources wrote an article about that, and we added a little bit of sidebar stuff to it. But when you go on that website, it's not on the current issue. You have to go to the archive to the last issue, which was our fall issue. But yeah, we had a pretty hard hit here. Southern Maryland, Frederick County, Carroll County, some of those areas got hit pretty hard because what happens is you got a dry spring, or a wet spring and a dry summer, and the water dries up, the creeks dry up, and the water that's collected in pools, in the woods or wherever attract all the deer to one spot. Well, that's the same kind of a hangout where these no-see-em midges are, and that's when they bite the deer, and they bite not just one, but they bite them all. This is a disease that's not spread from animal to animal like CWD, which is chronic wasting disease. This is spread by the bite of individual midges on individual deer. Midges are like mosquitoes. They're bloodsuckers, and they're the ones that spread this disease. So,
okay, is there any cross infestation to humans? Because I've been bit by them things time after time.
See, not that I know of. It seems to be specific to the cervids.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, Jim. But do go to that website, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. Click on the archive copy, and you can read the article online that we wrote about it.
All right.
Thanks. All right. Well, look, I think we're out of time. There's the music. But, Jim, in your car, what's your point?
I just wanted to tell you, years ago I wrote letters to every board member in the NRA to try to get them in their magazines that,
yeah,
as they come out monthly, to target one specific company.
Right.
That is anti-gun.
Right.
At that time, Hechinger's was...
Yep.
The one I wanted targeted.
I got you.
And I said, if you target one company a month, and that company, because of the pressure, fails, it's going to wake up the other companies who are
right.
funding the